مدني channel. We love مدني channel.
سيدنا مالك بن دينار رحمه الله عليه says that I was an officer in the police force and I was a habitual sinner. I used to drink alcohol a lot, and he says that I had a daughter. She was 2 years old and I had a lot of love for her, and then due to a reason she passed away. So he goes that I was lost in grief, and on the 15th of Shaban, meaning Shab-e-Barat of that same year, he says I didn't even pray my Salatul Isha. He says I drank so much alcohol that I went to sleep. Now when he went to sleep, he had a dream, and in his dream he says it was the end time. The dead people, they were rising and forming groups. He says just then I felt a movement behind me. So he says that I looked back to see what's behind me. When he looked back, my dear Islam brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, he seen a gigantic snake that was behind him. So when he seen this, he was shocked. Just think to yourself today, you turn back and you see a massive snake in front of you. How would you react? Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi, it mentioned that he became frightened, he became worried, and he started to run. When he was running, the snake was also chasing him. So he's running and the snake is chasing him. Then my dear Islam brothers, he seen an old man, and this old man, he had a luminous face. So he asked the old man, can you please help me? Oh, you can see that I got this snake chasing me. Can you help me? The old man said, I am weak. I cannot help you. I'm a very weak old man. I cannot help you. So Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullah alayhi, he continued to run with the snake after him. He says, then I climbed a small hill, and then on the other side of the hill was a frightening blazing fire with many people who were burning inside that fire. He says, I was about to fall into that fire when a voice said, then move back, you are not for this fire. So Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullah alayhi, when he heard this, he continued to run in the opposite direction. So he's running now in the opposite direction, and he's got this gigantic snake that is chasing him. Then on the way, he sees that same old man, and he says to the old man, that old person, can you please help me? As you can see again that the snake is chasing me, I'm stuck, can you please help me? The old man said, I am too weak, I'm too fragile, I cannot help you. But then my dear Islami brothers, he told him, that look over there, that round mountain you see there, the Muslims keep the deposit there. Go there, and if you have a deposit, then inshallah, you will be able to gain it back. So Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullah alayhi, he says that I reached that mountain. He says that when I reached this mountain, he saw windows that were decorated with silk curtains. And he says that there were gold doors decorated with beads. The angels, then they said that remove the curtains, open the door, maybe this person has some deposit here, they will save him from the snake. So Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi says, that when the window opened, I seen many children in front of me. There was a group of children, they were all in front of me. And then my eyes fell onto my daughter. I seen my daughter, and she was also part of that group. And my dear Simon Buddha, his daughter, his 2-year-old daughter, as soon as she seen me, she said that I swear by Allah, this is my father. This is my father. Then she jumped and she came to me. She held my right hand with the left hand, and on seeing this, that snake, that massive, that gigantic snake that was chasing him, the snake turned away. Then what happened next? He says, my daughter, she sat on my lap, and while stroking my beard, she recited the 15th verse of Surah Hadith, translation from Kanzul Iman. Has the time not come for the believers to surrender their hearts to Allah's remembrance and for the truth that has come? He says, as soon as I heard this ayah, I began to cry. And then I asked my little daughter, I said to her, that gigantic snake that was chasing me, who was this snake? What was this snake? Why was this snake chasing me? His daughter, she replied and she said, that snake that was chasing you, that was your bad news. Then he said, but whilst the snake was chasing me, I seen an old man. Who was the old man? Who was he? She replied and she said, that old man, that was your good deed. Because your good deeds were less in number and your sins were more. That's why that person, he was old and he couldn't help you. Then Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi, he asked his daughter, that what is this mountain that you're present at, what is this mountain? And she said that the Muslim children who have passed away, wait here until the day of judgment. We wait for our parents so they can arrive and we can intercede for them on their behalf. Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi, he mentioned that when I woke up, I repented in the court of Allah. I promised Allah not to drink alcohol. I promised Allah not to sin again. And Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi, he became a famous saint of his time. Alhamdulillah, today, Alhamdulillah, we also remember Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi. And my dear son, who was Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar? It's mentioned that Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi, he spent his life with taqwa. He used to spend his time crying in the fear of Allah. When he would see a dead body, he would cry in the fear of Allah. When he would see an ill patient, he would cry in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. Once it's mentioned that Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi, he participated in a funeral. Before even the deceased was buried, Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi, he seen the grave. He started contemplating upon the hereafter. He started thinking about the grave. He started thinking about the horrors of the Day of Judgment. And Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi, he fell unconscious. It's mentioned that people had to pick him up and they had to bring him home.